Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and a special shout out to our nation's truck drivers out there, the men and women out there keeping everything rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website for all the great stuff we have over there, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. We can save you some money. Check it out. You'll find out why. All righty. Starting out the program from California IA, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Yep. Warren night. They've been standing out there. I heard the music a while ago.
Yep.
There was some dancing on the porch.
Yep.
And they're letting you know that they're ready to hear you.
Well, that's great. And we've got reason to cheer tonight, though, Captain.
Yes,
exactly right.
Exactly. They do have something to cheer about. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the big story of the night is the GOP. It stopped SB number one, the voting bill that the Dems were trying to push through in the Senate. It is now dead in the water for a while anyway. They may try to bring it back again later in the fall. We'll see. But they'll have to change a lot of things to get it back in there. And if they bring it back under reconciliation, well, we'll see. But again, that's up to them. And I think they'll get their butts handed to them again.
I think you're right, Captain. The filibuster is there because it does allow the minority to stand up against the majority.
That's right.
And so otherwise, if that wasn't there, basically the authoritarian Democrats would have gotten their way, would have been able to consolidate more power, take control, and essentially federalize elections the way they want to do that. And it would have been very, very bleak. There's just no doubt about it.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. We'll try to get Mike in early. This is Mike in Clearwater, the wannabe, could be, might be, should be, don't know if he's going to be honorary mayor of Clearwater. Go ahead.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. It's a load off my shoulders knowing that this won't be going through.
I told you so.
But
I told you so.
Well, you know what, Captain? You did, but yep. It was scary because we didn't know. And like you just said, they may try to resurrect it and bring it back again.
Of course.
But now here's the thing, Kyle. I remember back when President Trump first took office and they were trying to eliminate Obamacare, which I'm still kind of disappointed that they weren't able to do it. Did the Republicans pretty much go and say, oh, well, we're going to use reconciliation and we're going to, repeal it? No, we didn't. We allowed it to do, you know, go, take its course the way it was supposed to take course. And unlike the Democrats that are saying, well, if you're not going to help us push it through, then, well, daggone it, we're going to put it through ourselves. It goes back, it's totally hypocritical, because what did Biden promise us? I'm going to heal the country. I'm going to, you know, make it to where we work together. Well, so far, a lot of what they did is not working together. So I want to know what your thoughts on that are, Kyle, because we could have easily gotten rid of Obamacare if we used reconciliation, but we didn't do it. So thank you so much.
All right. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, yes, thank you so much as well, Mike. What a great question. You know, essentially, you know, by the fruits, we know what the Democrats are like. And what Mike was describing was exactly right. I think they're happy to use reconciliation if it becomes available to them to just simply ram down our throats whatever it is that they want to. By contrast,
but
though,
they can only use reconciliation twice a session.
Exactly right. So yep. They will pick and choose, but basically, you know, most of the time we see where the process is supposed to play out. That's why we have a process. But the Democrats have shown us their colors here by essentially confirming that they will want to take the heavy-handed approach. Mm-hmm. That's why these elections have so much consequences. Absolutely.
Yeah, and again, folks, you got to remember something. As the rules stand right now, it takes 60 votes to get anything onto the floor. And in order for them to change that rule down to 55 or 50 or whatever, they got to have 60 votes to get it on the floor for a vote. And I'm telling you right now, they are not going to get 10 Democrats to go along with that. Or Republicans, sorry. They're not going to do that. The Democrats would have to get 10 Republicans to go with them to agree to do that. And it's not going to happen.
No, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. And also, Captain, you know, the left is really mad at President Biden.
Yeah.
Right about now.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, and it's not pretty.
They're even madder at Kamala.
Well, exactly.
Her tie-breaking vote didn't matter because it was 50-50 with her voting.
Well, exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be interesting to watch how they kind of turn on themselves here. But again, it's because they just want this thing pushed through. That's it. That's
mm-hmm.
all they want.
Mm-hmm.
And who cares what the rest of the country may feel like.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to set this thing up, man.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Okay, caller, you can hold the line or you can call back. We're going to take a 3-minute break right now, and we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy is going to give you the phone number. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much. And I just want to thank the listeners out there for the support that you've been giving us. We've been getting thousands of emails a day. Now, and I don't even know how to count them anymore because I've got three different email sources where people can send me email, to include the Facebook pages where you can send email off that, or instant messages, which I also regard as email because I print it up as such and keep a lot of that stuff. So I have a copy of it, a record of it. So if you send me something, it's going to be saved, it's going to be kept, it's going to have your information on it. In case I have to use it to refer to it later, I will. Now, thank you so very much for the support. We had another great lunch yesterday at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. Every Tuesday, you can be there 11:30 to 1:30 and have lunch with myself and my crew and the guys and gals that show up there. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and keeps me ticking along without some of the pain that I have to suffer without it, because I used to take a couple of heavy-duty products to try to keep me pain-free and to keep the swelling down out of my ankle and leg. And I found out with Relief Factor I didn't need to have it because the ingredients are drug-free and it was all natural. Now, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 is in this product, and it helps the body's natural response to inflammation, and it even lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever problems you've got going on. And believe me, it works, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. It's been just a little bit more than 6 years now. I was looking at the other day that I've been taking this product, and I'm telling you, I swear by it. I absolutely do, because it works for me. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have. It also supports the healing process, and it supports healthy joints and muscles, and it will make you better and help you to get better. Now, all you got to do is a 3-week quick start, how you get started. It's $19.95 to get started with a 3-week quick start. And you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And right there you'll see a little link for the 3-week quick start. There's a little video there and all that stuff if you want to watch it. Plus, it'll also tell you about the other products they've got on at Relief Factor, because they do have other products there, too. All great, healthy, helpful products. So, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you gave it a try, because all you have to lose is pain. And back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We were talking during the break, and we were talking a little bit about a couple of different things there. You want to reiterate a little bit?
Well, yeah. Well, we were talking about some of these different news sources. For example, the New York Times, for example, and then also some of these other news networks and so forth. And it's interesting that in so many ways, you know, Fox News, when you hear that talked about generally in the media, it's often portrayed as, well, they're so right-wing, they're so conservative, they're so biased.
Not really.
So forth. Yeah, but somehow all the other news sources, they're not, that they're somehow, just go right down the middle, and that's not true.
Yeah, and let me tell the folks that are listening right now, if you're subscribing to or reading the Washington Post every day, burn it. Burn it. It's not worth the paper it's written on. Now, if you want to read the truth coming out of Washington, D.C., try the Washington Times. Try that and notice the difference in the reporting. If you want to see something coming out of New York City, my listeners up there, get rid of the New York Times. You don't need it. Get rid of it. And get rid of the New York Daily News. There's another liberal slant. Try reading the New York Post. You'll see the difference between day and night. It'll be like, my God, this is a different planet. Because they're printing the honest-to-God news. They're not throwing slants into it. They're not trying to give you editorialized news, which I've told you about before. Be careful what you get off these blogs, because people take news stories, they rewrite them, and then they put them out there as news. It's called editorialized news. It's not true when they do that. They change the facts.
Well, right. And, you know, we also hear the term echo chamber.
Yep.
Well, you know, there's a conservative echo chamber that's going on. Well, actually, I think the real echo chamber is in a lot of these different, establishments that you're just talking about.
Yep.
Yeah, that's where the echo chamber is, and people are dying to hear what they just want to hear,
yep.
And it gets reiterated.
And try watching Newsmax. For example, I've got two televisions on right now while I'm doing the show with the volume down. One of them does have Fox News because they give 24/7 news, and that's on. The other one is Newsmax, and they also have 24/7 news, and it's on for the same reason, to see what I can get and where it comes from. CNN, you will never see me watching CNN. I don't care if the world explodes. I'm not going to CNN. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Mel in Saratoga Springs. All right, Mel, what's on your mind?
Yes, Captain. Joe Manchin, if he hasn't committed political suicide by going with this H.R. 1, the people in West Virginia, I don't think they're that intelligent. Because this guy, he tried stabbing them in the back.
Joe Manchin, you talking about Senator Joe Manchin?
Correct.
Yeah, well, the West Virginia right now, Mel, is a red state. Right?
Well, it's still in all. Yeah, it's a red state. But he just committed... If he hadn't committed political suicide by doing this, I guess there's no such thing as political suicide.
Right.
He survived this.
I agree.
I mean, come on. And I kind of remember you kind of saying that, we just depend on Joe, this and that, the other. Oh, I think he's going to be okay. Yeah, he turned around and stuck right where the sun don't shine. But anyway,
I agree.
He's got to go. All right, thank you.
I agree. And by the way, Kyle, don't be surprised if down the line when we start to see the polls get closer to the midterm elections, and I'm not sure when Joe Manchin's up for re-election, but we'll look at that during the break, by the way. Don't be surprised if down the line if the polls aren't close, if you don't see Joe Manchin become a Republican.
Well, that's exactly
right.
It
would not shock me.
No, and also it would not cost him politically
from
what our calculus is on this.
Nope.
It's exactly right. And so it's a red state, and I think Republicans would roll out the red carpet for him.
And the reason West Virginia flipped was because of the coal miners, the union, the steel mills that were there, all the different union jobs that were put in there, that the guys had, guys and gals had great jobs, and then they came in there with all this green energy stuff, and they said, oh, we're going to teach you how to build windmills and how to put up solar panels and this, that, and the other. That was an insult to their intelligence.
Yeah, well, exactly right. Oh, that's exactly right.
I got a lot of good friends in West Virginia. We've got a great affiliate there right now, and I'm telling you, those people know exactly what I'm talking about because I'm with them 100%.
Yeah, and by the way, it looks like Joe Manchin, his term is up in January of 2025, so he would be on
the
ballot.
Then.
Yeah, exactly, until 2024. Right.
Okay, well, back to the news. More American voters are, in fact, folks waking up to the CRT, the higher taxes, the uncontrollable inflation, the failed border security, and by the way, our failed foreign policy, because I'm going to tell you something right now, and you're going to hear me talking about it in hour number four with my special guest, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who is an expert on the Middle East. He was spent 6 years there with the Israeli Defense Forces as an advisor with the United States military. Now, let me just tell you something here. We are about to see a bloodbath in Afghanistan that is going to come back to bite us in the proverbial butt big time, because if we can't get those people, it's about 10,000 or so of them there. If we can't get the people that were working for us at our bases as interpreters, cooks, whatever, then they are going to be slaughtered. That's what the Taliban will do.
Yes, and unfortunately, Captain, we know for a fact that that's going to happen, and something has to be done.
Improved circumstances in the past, where it has happened.
Yes, exactly right. So this is major, and honestly, President Joe Biden needs to needs to either be made aware of this,
yeah,
or needs to do something.
And
about
just
it.
To show you how bad things are getting, remember ISIS?
Yep.
ISIS has their police force back again.
Really?
They've instilled their police force where they have got factions of ISIS to enforce the Islamic rule that the Islamic State lives under, ISIS.
Right. Well, that,
yep,
again, the,
mm-hmm,
idea, yeah, that you're going to be forced to do certain things.
This was you know, and I'm not saying that we should have stayed in Afghanistan forever, but by God, we should have left somebody behind, 1,000, not 500, that's not enough, but 1,000 troops and certainly some aircraft and whatnot. Because right now, the only thing that the Afghan military's got for it is we've actually trained some pilots to know how to fly planes and drop ammunition. But their military, their ground military, is just almost worthless. Almost worthless. All right, hold on. We'll be right back with more. The only way the Afghans will fight is if the Americans are out there beside them saying, hey, man, they're that away. Don't go the other way, they're that away. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Health officials are emphasizing the importance of getting vaccinated against COVID as the Delta variant of the virus is now being detected in 20% of tests being sequenced. The strain first identified in India spreads more rapidly than the original virus and is becoming the dominant strain worldwide. Top White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says that areas with low vaccination rates could see local surges of infections because of the new variant.
There will be local type of regional spikes and outbreaks. I don't foresee what we refer to as a surge as we have known it, namely the three major surges that we've experienced over the past year and a half. I don't think even under those circumstances that you're going to see things like 1,000 deaths a day. I think that is a bit much. But there is a danger, a real danger.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bridge.
Thank you very much. That's my buddy Mark Walters, everybody. And Armed American Radio can be heard, the big monster show, Sunday nights live from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time on many of these same stations. And don't forget, his daily defense program is on live 4 to 5 in the afternoons, again, on many of these stations. So there you go. ArmedAmericaRadio.com is his website. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. Yep, Mike Lindell and company, MyPillow.com, the website. You can go over there. You can take a look at all the products he's got, because it's surprising, folks. It's not just about pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattresses, towels. He's got a lot more than that. And by the way, my new slippers showed up, and I'm having a good time when I go home. I put those slippers on, and it feels like I'm walking on air. Wow. But anyway, you can go over to MyPillow.com, use the promo code, because it's going to ask you for a promo code to get your discounts in there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, C-A-P-T-A-I-N, CAPTAIN. And you'll find out it'll save you a bunch of money. In addition, if you want to call them, if you have any questions, you can call them at 800-641-5459. Again, 800-641-5459. And if you order something off the phone, don't forget, they're going to ask you for the promo code. The promo code is CAPTAIN. And I'll give you an example of what's going on right now. The MyPillow Premium Pillows, that's a pack of two, normally $69.98. Currently $29.98. You save $40 with the promo code CAPTAIN, the lowest price they've ever had on their pillows. And the pillows are fantastic. And then I've got the six-piece MyPillow towel set, which I bought because I heard how great the towels were. And yeah, they are. Regular price was $109.99 for the six-piece towel set. It's only $44.98 with the promo code. You save $65 with that promo code. Again, CAPTAIN is the promo code. And then they've got a lot more going on there too. And Kyle, what do you like about MyPillow?
Well, first of all, I love the MyPillow that I sleep on every night. And then I'm also seeing, Captain, they've got the MyPillow throw blankets.
Yep.
For as a matter of fact, for your sofa and keep you warm while you're watching television.
Yep.
That kind of thing. And then also, really these MyPillow bathrobes, the sleepwear is there as well. So there's so much to check out at MyPillow.com. And for, just like the Captain says, everybody, those deep discounts, if you want to save a lot of money, all you got to do is use that product code, Captain.
Yep. It's called a promo code.
Promo code.
Yeah, okay. Promo code. It's not a product code. It's a promo code, and it's Captain. All right, well, let's get back to what we were doing here. These school boards around the country, especially what we're watching in Virginia, where some people got arrested yesterday at the school board meeting. They reversed their plans to scrap holiday names in one of the school boards, and I want to say it was in Virginia, where outraged parents were smeared as being a bunch of right-wing fanatics because they dared to challenge the school board about changing the holiday names. They wanted to make it generic so there was no chance of people arguing about this or that. I mean, what a bunch of crap.
Right. Well, exactly. I mean, the whole idea, again, it's not even really about the names of the holidays. Of course, that's the manifestation of this.
Yep.
And of course, it's silly to change all the names, but it's about controlling the people.
Yep.
Here are the words you cannot say. Here are the things you cannot bring up. You know, here's how you are supposed to think about things. And that's not the American way at all. And yes, they put up quite a loud response to this, and it changed it.
Yep. And we're starting to make some headway because the parents are making a lot of noise, and they're making changes. But again, the police interjected in a couple of different meetings and arrested some of the folks that were there that merely came to voice their opinion, and that's not right.
Well, of course not. But it's interesting too, Captain, because obviously this is a very emotional kind of issues that are coming up. But to some degree, that helps to feed in to the far left. They actually want to make people go off the deep end and get really mad because, to some degree, it feeds their own political agenda.
Well, I'm going to warn everybody again, and I'm going to advise everybody again. This is the year, 2021, to go out there with the local elections that are there, starting with the school board, and putting in candidates that will do the job without making it politically correct and all this crap, all the socialist stuff. Get people in there that really care about the children's future and not a political agenda.
Well, exactly. In other words, we need to have our young people, our kids, as they grow up, they've got to learn how to be able to do things.
Yep.
But it should not be indoctrination sessions to make them, you know, and I hate to say it like this, but hold up their little red book and say, I'm part of the political, you know, whatever.
Look at me. I belong to the school board, and you can't challenge me because I tell your kids what they're going to learn.
That's right. Oh, and at some point somebody's going to say, I'm science. I'm like, they're going to glom onto Dr. Fauci. Right.
Yeah, there's a mistake waiting to happen again.
Yep.
But anyway, they got to get it right. And folks, start with the school board this year. Get it right. Put some people up there that actually can do something to help the kids get educated, because our education system is suffering right now because of these clowns.
Well, of course. The school system used to be able to teach whatever was critical teaching about the school system was teaching people how
reading,
writing, arithmetic, but also how to think critically.
Yep.
You know, how to be able to discern things.
Yep.
And that's what they're trying to take out because they want everybody to be a robot.
Yep. Now, the U.S. Seized the Department of Commerce, because they're the ones that control the Internet. They seized dozens of Iranian websites for misinformation. How do you like that?
Yes, they sure did. And are these the very same people, Captain, that the Biden administration is trying to cozy up to?
These were Iranian government websites putting out false information.
Yep, exactly. And what this shows, again, is the folly that's happening with the Biden administration. John Kerry, are you listening? Because that's exactly...
This is John Kerry.
Yeah, well, you know...
I have ketchup for you.
But that's the thing. It's that, again, what the Iranian regime is all about, not the Iranian people, but the Iranian regime, this is another good reason why Donald Trump, President Trump, got out of the ridiculous Iran nuclear deal.
Now, listen, I got a story here, and this is just, I don't know whether to laugh or just to roll over and just do uncontrollable laughter. Liberal CNN host Brian Stetler is struggling. His program has plunged to an all-new low. 676,000 people watching his program on the night that we got 2.4 million on the radio.
Well, how sweet it is, isn't it?
I don't care if I ever beat anybody ever again in the ratings, but Brian Stetler, 600, the lowest number ever, and it continues to go down and down and down. Brian, they're sending you a message.
Well, that's right. Yeah, it's a voting with your feet or voting with your remote control or whatever. But, you know, Captain, and you say and have said many times on this program what the message is on this program. It's about we the people.
Uh-huh.
It's about America.
Yep.
But so many of these programs, especially on CNN over during the Trump era, were simply anti-Trump programs.
Yep. And you don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe you. You can have your own opinion. That's fine. We're going to let you have a conversation, but it's going to be a respectful one. But we're going to tell you the facts that we have that I can prove.
Yes, exactly right.
I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up people's blowholes.
That's right.
I'm not going to do that. No, because there's too many other people that are doing it. And if you don't understand what it is they're doing to you, folks, then shame on you.
Well, exactly. And they have lost not just CNN, but MSNBC as well. They made a whole cottage industry out of just bashing Trump every day. And now that Trump is not in the news, in fact, they try to go out and reel him back into the news. Did you hear what former President Trump said? You know, did you hear that he might come out of Mar-a-Lago and go somewhere? Oh, we got to talk about this. You know, that kind of thing is just not, it's not like real news talk.
Yeah, and good morning to Wally in the chat room, the Captain's Group chat room on Facebook. You can go over there and look it up. It's under groups, the Captain's Group, and get in there, and you can converse with the people that are in there. All right, here we go. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are responding to Arizona Senator Sinema's filibuster defense, saying the Senate has got to act despite the rule. Well, remember we told you who the most oppressed state was for black folks?
Wasn't it Massachusetts?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. Fewest voter participants with the registered voters that are there, state of Massachusetts. Way to go, Massachusetts.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And, yep, we got some stuff to talk about. We'll get right to it. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia and Don Newen, for doing that from Cowboy Logic Radio. And Kyle, those guys have been around with me for almost ever since I started in radio because, of course, I met Donna Fiducia during the evolution of September 11th.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, and she and Don, they do what a great job, Cowboy Logic Radio, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, and I'll tell you what, folks, if you haven't heard them, they've got a YouTube channel, too. They're going high-tech on us. They're going television.
That's right.
So get on over there and see what they have to say. All right, now this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Now remember, the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops is where you can become a member of the Drivers Club, because once you do that, you're going to be able to save money by getting points for the fuel you buy, by getting points for the food you buy, by getting points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store. And it's all good. It's all good. And you can add those points up and use them when you want to use them, however you want to use them. And a lot of truckers like Catwoman and Road Dog, well, they save their stuff up for Christmas times when they use theirs, which is all fine. So there you go. Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. All right, well, we're going to get it kicked off here. And let's do a little Blackberry Smoke. Blackberry Smoke, that was live from London, England, by the way, back in the day, and that's called Waiting for the Thunder. That was one of their performances on a BBC television show, my friend.
Well, yeah, that sounds really good. That's one of those songs with the sound and everything, and all of it going together, you instantly like it. That's one of those kinds of songs.
Oh, it just gets it going.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. And, I mean, they got it. They got it. They know what they're doing. All right. Well, let me read the weather statement, give it to you. Scattered severe thunderstorms are possible today across parts of Nebraska and Iowa, including the threat for large hail and damaging winds. Heavy showers and thunderstorms occurring today along the front stretch from the southeast U.S. may result in areas of flash and urban and small stream flooding. Now, critical fire weather conditions are forecast today for parts of the interior western U.S., and we still have a gale warning off the coast of North Carolina and the Chesapeake Bay for the tail end of Claudette, which is working its way out to sea, headed up towards the Atlantic Maritimes right now. And, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Still have a lot of fire weather watches and warnings out west, and that, of course, that means low humidity and gusty winds in many areas. So you got to be careful, especially high-profile vehicles if you're outside Casper, Wyoming, traveling down towards Laramie or Cheyenne. You got to deal with that. All through the state of Utah, Interstate 15, you're going to be having fire weather warnings. But up in the Pacific Northwest, this is what we've been talking about. We've got excessive heat watches coming in through all of Washington, all of Oregon, and that's because we're looking at some of these temperatures. For example, Captain, in Portland, Oregon, looks like they're going to be in the mid-80s as we travel through the rest of the week, but once we hit the weekend, they're going to start hitting those triple digits. Seattle, perhaps to a lesser degree, but this is where this heat is going to really come up next in the Pacific Northwest. Still hot in Las Vegas, down through Kingman in Arizona. We do have, unfortunately, a story of a 53-year-old woman who died hiking in the Grand Canyon area when the temperatures hit about 115 degrees on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be careful wherever you are. Make sure you've got your water. Make sure you're taking precautions for the heat. And, of course, in California, up in the Los Padres National Forest, still have the willow fire burning. It's got about 3,000 acres. But because there's been a little bit cool off of the temperatures and a little increase in the relative humidity, things are looking a little bit better, although still 0% contained. So we hope the firefighters catch a break there.
Well, one of the things my wife and I used to do when it got really hot in the summertime, when we were out there in our Class A motorhome traveling around the countryside, especially out there in the heat, is we had a couple of coolers. And one cooler we'd have full of nothing but ice. And the other cooler would be ice and whatever drinks we had in there, water or iced tea, because we didn't drink soda. So it was water, iced tea, or fruit juice or something like that. And then the other cooler full of ice. And you'd be surprised if you get somewhere and you got nothing better going on and maybe you break down on the side of the road or something, you're going to be real glad you got that ice.
Yes, exactly right.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it'll stay pretty much froze most of the way across the desert if you don't open and shut the door 25 times.
Right.
Yeah. All right, now let me get going here. Nebraska, the central part of Nebraska. You've got a high heat warning there today. Temperatures are going to be scorching right along. Al is going to be warming his feet, walking along the pavement there, it looks like. And from Ruidoso in the mountains there, up on the Indian Reservation, on down towards Fort Stockton, a straight line south, you've got a high heat warning there in New Mexico and Texas, western Texas. You've also still got some high rivers and flood warnings and watches along the Mississippi River Basin on down all the way to Louisiana, primarily on the east side of the Mississippi River, and most of it is in Mississippi, where I can see they got the flood warnings there for streams still over their banks and whatnot with all the rain they had. And it's no wonder they've had, like, in the last month, some areas up there, Kyle, 30 inches of rain.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, and they couldn't handle the first 10. Now we're talking 30 after the last scenario of storms. All right, and then scattered thunderstorms are going to be kicking up around the southeast today. Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, North and South Carolina. You'll be seeing some thunder boomers as the day that warms up and the heat warms up. You're just about done on the coastline of North Carolina and the Chesapeake Bay with the gale wind warnings over there. There are winds you're starting off this morning, 30, 35 miles an hour. Yesterday they had some gusts along the shoreline there, 50 miles an hour as Claudette was pulling off the coast. It's just about gone from the U.S. way off Cape Cod area of Massachusetts, but you still got, believe it or not, up there in Cape Cod and around Boston, you still got riptide warnings up there because of the residual effects of this storm as it pulls away from the U.S. Now, Lake Michigan tonight, windy on Lake Michigan, predominantly on the western side of Michigan, where you've got some rain showers there right now, about 100 miles up the coastline from the Indiana line, Lake Michigan, all the way up there. All right, here comes the music. Don't forget, Pilot and Flying J. Check them out, Pilot and Flying J. Become a member of the Drivers Club, and you'll find out what we know, and that is get points for the food you buy, the fuel you buy, and the supplies you buy in the trucker store, and use them at a later time. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.